Greetings, friends and people of God, and welcome for today's call to worship. I'm going to read from Psalm 40, verses 3, 4, and 5. This is the word of the Lord. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and I will tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. Today we are going to proclaim the wondrous deeds of God, even though they are more than can be told. Today we are going to tell of the thoughts that he has toward all of us, even though they are more than can be told. This is the mystery of God. This is the vastness of our God that we are welcomed into, that we are invited into. There is endless revelation. There is endless understanding. So we come, we show up, and there's more. And we show up again, and there's more. So today, friends, let's rise up, let's declare, let's proclaim the wondrous deeds of our God as we sing today. We love you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we open up the door. We say you're welcome here. You are welcome here. We open up our hearts, our ears. Make us aware of your presence today, God, as we worship you.
And let our praise be your welcome. Let our songs be a sign. We are here for you.
Yes, we are.
For you, and let your breath come from heaven and fill our hearts with your life, 'cause we are here for you.
Only you,
we are here for you.
All together now, we sing.
And let what's dead
Every voice that sings, we welcome. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcomed in this place. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcomed in this place.
Darkness true.
Trembles. Jesus, in your name is salvation for all who call on you. Friends, we believe that Jesus is the King and that his kingdom is arriving on earth as it is in heaven. And you know what that looks like? That looks like the followers of Jesus, the church, beginning to live now as it will be then, beginning to bear witness to the reign of King Jesus. And I want to tell you a few stories of how that's taking place right here in our own city. Earlier this week, a small team from New Life Church went up to Sterling Prison. It's a facility that's about 3 hours north of here, and we received a call from the director of the Department of Corrections asking for some help. They've been hit pretty hard by the COVID-19 outbreak there in the prison. And they asked for some help for their guards, and so a team went up this week and delivered 1,000 masks that many of you sewed and prepared and made ready for them. And they took with them 60 bags of groceries for the prison guards, for their families, supplies for them. The warden said he'd been there 15 years. He said, in 15 years, no one has ever reached out to us. No one's ever checked in on us. The highlight of the day came toward the end when some of our pastors, Pastor Rion, Pastor Melton, Pastor Johan from our outreach team, And they were joined with a pastor from another church in town, Woodman Valley. And they prayed with the warden. And they were all distanced and wearing their masks and all that. And they prayed for him. And when they were finished, the warden had tears in his eyes. And he said, I have never felt such gratitude for what you've done here today. The food bank, many of you have contributed to the food bank throughout the week. To date, you have donated and we have delivered 5 tons of food. That's incredible. And that's gone to several different agencies in the city, but it also has gone to a couple of our congregations to serve right there in their neighborhoods. Nueva Vida, our Spanish-speaking congregation, told me this week. They said that in the month of March, they do their food pantry twice a month. They said in the month of March, 150 families received groceries. But in the month of April, they said, we got to do this more than twice a month. We got to let families come in when they have crises in their lives. And they said in April, they gave out 450, and they served 450 families with groceries. That's about 600 families in the last 2 months, maybe 1,800 people that have been served. Manitou Springs, they run a weekly food pantry that they help deliver stuff to. About 45 bags of groceries are given. 45 families are served each week. And Pastor Joe Kirkendall was telling me a couple stories this week. He said one of their congregants, a lady named Rebecca, she's a nurse. And she said they were watching people waiting in line to receive these groceries, there was a homeless man in a wheelchair with an injured foot. And he needed care for this foot, but he didn't want to go into the hospital. He was a bit nervous about the virus. And so Rebecca bent down and washed his foot and rebandaged it for him. Joe said it was like a scene out of the Gospels. There was a young couple who had just discovered that they were pregnant, and every week they've been coming to receive groceries. And Pastor Joe said something in his heart just led him to say to them, you're going to be great parents. They just found out they were pregnant. And he said, you're going to be great parents. And he kept just blessing them each week. Come to find out, they are now living clean from the drug addiction that they had been under. They've been sober for almost 2 months now, and they just asked Joe if he would officiate their wedding. Friends, this is what it looks like for the church to be the church. Thousands of dollars have been given to our partners all around the world. Recently, I heard that one of our partners in India, where children had not eaten in days, were able to eat for the first time this week because of your generous giving. This is why the darkness trembles. The darkness trembles when the church begins to live out the kingdom of God, when the church begins to bear witness to the reign of God. This is what it looks like for the darkness to tremble. It's when the hungry are fed and the poor are cared for in the name of King Jesus. So friends, as you give today, I want to encourage you to keep being faithful, keep being generous as you give. There's 3 ways to give at New Life Church. You can give online, you can set it up as a recurring gift. You can text to give, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail in your check to the address on your screen. We're so grateful for you, church. Let's continue to bear witness to the glory and the mercy of King Jesus. Let's worship as we give. Oh, friends, if you don't know what else to say, just say the name Jesus. Even now, right here in your home, just say Jesus. You shout it, you whisper it, say Jesus. It's the great name, the name above all names, our King, our Lord. And it's in your name, Jesus, that we say amen and amen. Friends, let's prepare our hearts for the word of God, the opening of the scriptures. You know the drill by now. Grab your Bibles, grab your notebooks, lean in, press in, grace and peace.
From all of us at New Life Church, we want to say Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for your patience and constant sacrifices, for teaching us what hard work really looks like. Thank you for your nurturing spirit and for being a constant presence in the midst of chaos. To all those who are trying, and who have and lost, Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. We're so glad that you joined us this weekend on this perfect Sunday morning. And we are so grateful that you're gathered probably in your home. Hopefully you have had a chance to call your mom by now. If not, it's Mother's Day. Call your mother. But happy Mother's Day. If you're joining us on newlifechurch.org, we're so glad that you found us there. Maybe you're watching on Facebook right now. You're hosting a Facebook watch party. If you love your mom, send up some red hearts right now. Come on, click. A lot of red hearts should be going up if you love your mom. So if you've joined us on YouTube, we're so grateful that you've joined us. Or maybe you have found us on KRDO, so if you're in the local area here. So grateful that you're a part of this Mother's Day service. And we hope you've already felt the presence of God. If you're a mom, a stepmom, a grandmom, we hope you felt lifted and inspired and encouraged on this Mother's Day. And I know these are especially difficult days to be a mom. Some of you are already a working mom, and now you're a homeschool mom on top of that. And so I know these have been tough days. I know, but you have risen to the challenge. I believe that. I know you have gone into this time full of faith, and I pray today that your faith would be strengthened. I stumbled upon this proverb, this Spanish proverb this week. I thought it was especially appropriate for Mother's Day. It says, an ounce of mother is worth a ton of priest. Isn't that beautiful? Because we are seeing right now how important moms are to our culture. We're finding out again that moms play a real pivotal role in the development of the home, the development of children, and moms are so critical right now. But moms are facing some great challenges, especially during this season where we are walking through this COVID-19 crisis. Moms are really being challenged, and there's really three big challenges that I'm hearing back from moms right now. Number one, there's just a lot of monotony and loneliness, especially as we've been separated from our culture and separated from our communities. Moms are finding that the monotony and loneliness are really tough right now. Moms are also finding that stress comes from way too many demands. Work, the household, being married, being a homeschooler, all of those things are adding a lot of stress to moms right now. And then the third thing that I'm finding from here or hearing from moms right now is there's really no one to ask for help. You're finding yourself isolated. In the past, you used to go to coffee with some mentors, you used to have maybe some time in your small group with people. That's been taken away from you. And right now, it feels like there's really no one to ask for help. And so this morning, I pray that as I share this message is not only for moms, but it's for everyone who's feeling the weight of this moment, that's feeling the burden of this moment. And we all are feeling disoriented. We're all feeling like our world has changed and turned upside down. And I want to share these principles with you this morning, and I hope that you find the strength of God as I share this. And let me just pray over you right now. Father in heaven, I thank you that as we share these words, as we open up the scriptures, I pray that the Holy Spirit would come into every room, every home, every device that we're watching this on. I pray that the Spirit of God would move, the power of God would move. I pray that these words, these scriptures would come alive in us today, that the Lord, the giver of life, would be present with us as we hear the word today. And I pray this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And everyone said, amen. Say it real loud so your neighbor can hear it today. Here are three things I want to share with you this morning on this Mother's Day is that, number one, moms right now need godly vision. We need vision. We need God to speak to us about our families. I was reading 1 Samuel chapter 1, the beautiful story of Hannah who was praying for a child. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 26 says, Hannah says to him, as surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. She's remembering when she cried out to God for a child. And look at verse 27. He says, I prayed for this child and the Lord has granted me what I ask of him. Many of you have that same story where you prayed for children and God miraculously gifted you children. Pam and I hung on to this scripture when we were a young married couple without children, unable to have children. We actually prayed the prayer of Hannah, Lord, give us children. And then we had this miracle happen where Abram and Callie were both given to us through adoption. But look at verse 28. It says, Hannah says, so now I give him to the Lord. I give Samuel to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord and he worship the Lord there. Moms, there comes a time when you have your children that the Lord gives you godly vision for your children. In fact, oftentimes, moms and dads have to have faith for their children's future before their children have faith for their future. There are times when we see things, when we hear things about our children. I remember when my kids were really young, I would go in at night and lay my hands on them and I would ask the Lord, Lord, show me what you're doing in Abram's life. What are you doing in Callie's life? And oftentimes the Lord would just give me a snapshot, would give me a picture, a moment, an image about what their future would look like. And in that moment, I would lay hands on my kids and I would pray what I knew God was saying into their lives. And some of those things I have shared with Abram, some of those things I have shared with Callie, some of them I have not. I've hidden them away in my heart because oftentimes we see our kids' future and we pray it into existence. I just want to pray on Mother's Day weekend 2020 that you would lay your hands on your children tonight before they go to bed. I don't care how old they are. If they're in their home with you, lay your hands on them and pray by faith what you see in their lives. Speak into their life. Speak their future into them. Speak hope into them. And your words are powerful. I'm praying this weekend that you have godly vision for your children because no one believes in your children the way you do. No one will believe in your children. No one will believe in the future of your children the way you do. There's a story I heard this week about Thomas Edison's mother. Thomas Edison was just a little boy and he came home one day from school with a note. And the note was from his teacher and his teacher said, listen to this, this is a true story. The teacher wrote a note to Thomas Edison's mother and said, your child is dumb. He cannot learn. Can you imagine getting that letter from a teacher today? Your child is dumb. He cannot learn. Well, Thomas Edison's mother had seen something in Thomas that the teacher could not see. And so she wrote back a letter to the Thomas Edison's teacher and says, I see something in my son that you don't. I will teach Thomas Edison myself. And so she brought him home from school and she taught him until he became an adult. 1,100 patents later, Thomas Edison's mother saw something in him that no one else could see. Listen, moms, you have the divine ability right now to see something in your kids that no one else can see. The second thing I want to share with you is that moms need godly mentors. We need people to speak into our life right now. I was reading 2 Timothy when Paul wrote a letter to a young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. He says, Timothy, I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first, listen to this, first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Do you know what's remarkable about this passage of Scripture is that Paul points out to the influence of women. This was unheard of in this day and time. This was unheard of in this culture to give such honor to women. But Paul knew that something had been transferred from the grandmother and the mother and was now living inside of Timothy. And it came out of mentoring. The grandmother had passed something down to the mom. And there was a transfer of power. Listen, all of us need older, wiser people in our lives. Pastor Daniel Grothy just released a book called Pursuing Wisdom, Chasing Wisdom. And I love the idea in the book. In fact, I was rereading it this week, and I recommend you also get Pastor Daniel's new book. But he said something. He says, find someone who knows life. Find someone who has lived well. Find spiritual moms and dads right now. Find mentors right now, especially in this time. Find moms and dads and let them speak wisdom into you. Timothy had the joy and the privilege of having a godly mom, but that mom had a godly mom. There was a transfer of wisdom that had been passed down to Timothy. And right now I'm believing that there needs to be a great transfer of wisdom from grandmothers to mothers to their children right now. We all need mentors. In fact, I was praying this morning over this service, and there are some of you that are now in your 50s and 60s and 70s, and you've raised your children, and maybe you've given up on the local church, but you found the church again during this time. And I want to personally invite you to come back to the church. Now more than ever, the local church needs wise sages. We need grandmothers. We need experienced people. We need people who have walked with the Lord for decades. We need you back into the church. And maybe you've wandered away thinking your best days were behind you. I want to welcome you back into the gathered church. I want to welcome you back into the family. We need your voice. We need your wisdom. We need your discernment. We need you to give away what God has so richly given you all of these years. So come back. We all need mentoring voices right now. We need prophetic voices right now. We need your voice again in the church. Here's a third thing I want to share with you on this Mother's Day weekend. Now, more than ever, moms and dads, but especially moms right now, we need God's strength. We need the Holy Spirit to fill us, to infuse us. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In Ephesians chapter 3, this is a prayer that I've found myself praying over you constantly in these last 8 or 9 weeks as we've been separated and we've been kind of scattered to the four winds. I've been praying Ephesians 3 over you, and I want to pray it over you again this weekend. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, not our power, but His power that's already working in us. Listen to verse 21. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. And I love this last phrase, throughout all generations. In other words, from grandmothers to mothers to children, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I saw this great generational transfer. I saw grandmothers passing the baton to moms, and moms taking that baton and handing it to their children. And their children one day, your children one day, will take what's been given to them and they will pass it on. I want to stop for a moment because I realize that not all of you got handed a good baton. Not all of you were handed a rich, godly heritage. Not all of you have something in your past that you're proud of. Maybe you're the first one in your family to ever follow the Lord. Maybe you're the first one in your family to ever say yes to Jesus, and you're trying to figure it out. Maybe you don't have the godly grandmother story. Maybe your own mom failed you as she was trying her best to raise you. But I have good news for you. The Holy Spirit is able to give you what you need right now for this assignment. You can be the first one in your family. You can be the first in your family to raise the banner high. You can be the first one in your family to be filled with the Spirit. God's about to give you all that you need for this season. You're going to look up after all of this is over, and you're going to realize that God did something special in you Mother's Day 2020, that the Holy Spirit came to you in a fresh new way, and now you are going to be the one who starts a new heritage, a new tradition, a new lineage in your family. You're going to be the one that hands that spiritual baton to your kids. You're going to be the one who empowers them to follow God. It's your life, it's your example that is really matters right now. Susanna Wesley had 19 children. Now, think about that just for a moment. Susanna Wesley and her husband, they took the scripture to be fruitful and multiply really seriously. They had 19 children. Two of them were John and Charles Wesley, who would later form the Methodist Church. She was the matriarch of the Methodist Church. But listen to this. Even though she had 19 children, she made a decision early on in her life that she was going to spend 2 hours a day in prayer. Now, I know all the moms, you get it right now. How in the world can you have 19 children and still pray 2 hours a day? This woman was remarkable, though. She developed a system inside her home where the older kids would help her take care of the younger kids. And oftentimes, she would just disappear for a couple of hours every day, and they would find her alone somewhere praying, calling out to God, crying out to God. And on days where she couldn't get away, they would come into the kitchen. I love this story. She would have her apron thrown up over her head, and they would hear her underneath this apron. I think all the moms can understand about throwing the apron over your head. But they would hear her crying out to the Lord, calling on the name of the Lord. Later on, when John and Charles Wesley, when they began to think about birthing a new movement called the Methodist movement, the two things that identified and marked the Methodist Church early on was their commitment to praying every day and their systems and processes for making disciples. And later on, when they became older men, they would look back and they said, it was our mother who taught us how to do systems, how to do processes. It was our mother that taught us to organize ourselves. It was our mother who showed us how to delegate responsibility, how to give away responsibility. And it was our mother who taught us how to pray. Here we are in 2020, and tens of millions of people have been impacted through that movement that started over 100 years ago, 150 years ago. But it started because a mom decided that she was going to give away something to her kids. Susanna Wesley never preached any great sermons that we know of. We don't know of a lot of her. We've read some of her writings, but she imparted something to her kids that transferred from one generation to another. Now, moms, I know right now what you feel that maybe what you're doing is insignificant. Maybe you're up to your neck in diapers and bottles and trying to organize your home. But I promise you that in the middle of the chaos of your home, I promise you in the middle of the chaotic moment that we're living in, you're imparting wisdom. You are imparting strength to your children. They are watching you. They are discerning. They're walking alongside. They're listening to you. And I promise you that the same power that raised Christ from the dead is living in you, and it's being transferred right now into the lives of your children. I just want to pray over you this weekend that you would not give up hope, that you would not lose heart, that you would not be discouraged during this time. Moms and dads, our role as parents has never been more important. Our mission as parents has never been more important. In fact, I believe that in our culture right now, that almost every problem, every concern that is facing our culture right now can be solved by godly parenting. I believe right now that the call to being parents, the call to the home, has never been more important. It's not lost on me that in this time, this is probably the most time that families have ever had together. Moms, dads, and children are all together right now in a home. And it's in that environment right now where God is, I believe, causing revival to flourish. I told someone this week that for the last 25 years of pastoral ministry, I have imagined that revival would start in the church and flood into the homes. But I think it's quite possible right now that something else is happening. That revival may actually be starting in your home. And that when we gather again, that revival may actually spill back into the gathered church. That we may have gotten the formula completely wrong. I am praying right now in Jesus' name that in every home, every apartment, every place where these messages are coming forth, that revival would spring forth. That a move of God would begin to happen in your place of residence. And for those of you with little kids or teenagers, or maybe like Pam and I, our kids have gone off to college and they've come back home. I pray that in every home, every place, that the presence of the Lord Jesus would be powerful. That in this Mother's Day season that we're in, that we would know the power and the presence of God right now. Can I just pray for you? And in just a moment, we're going to receive the table of the Lord together. We're going to come to the table of the Lord. So as I pray and as we go into this song, maybe somebody could run into the kitchen and grab some crackers and juice, whatever you have available. And in just a few minutes, Pastor Glenn's going to come after we sing this song. And we're going to worship together. We're going to come to the table of the Lord. We're going to pray once again for our city. But I want to pray especially. So if you're right there with your mom, if you have the joy and the privilege, if you have the honor of being close to your mom right now, I want you to get up from where you're sitting and I want you to walk over and I want you to put your hands on your mom. Just put your hand on her shoulder. If you're with your mom right now, go right now and put your hands on her. I want you to pray blessings. I want you to speak life into your mom right now. Maybe your mom is in another city. Maybe your mom's in another place. Just point your hand toward your mom and let's just pray blessings over her today. I pray for my wife, Pam. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen her. What a fantastic mom Pam is. My wife, Pam, has been such a great mom. And Lord, I pray blessings and strength over Pam today. Lord, I pray you'd fill her with the Holy Spirit. Every mom that's listening, I pray that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray over my mom who's in East Texas. I can't see her this year. I can't be with her this year. But I pray, Lord, that you would comfort her and strengthen her. I pray that you would be present with her. I pray that she would feel the goodness and the joy of the Lord this year. Thank you for all the words that Pam has spoken into our children. Thank you for the life that my mom has spoken into me and my brother and my sister. Now, Father, I pray the Lord, the giver of life, would be present with them and with moms all over the world. I pray that the hand of God would rest upon them. And we pray it now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said real loud about their mom, amen. All right, we're going to worship. We're going to sing it to the top of our lungs, and then we're going to come to the table of the Lord together. Thank you for joining us on this Mother's Day weekend. Stand up if you've been seated during this time. Stand up. Let's worship together as we come to the table of the Lord. Throne.
The beautiful thing about coming to Jesus' table is you can come as you are. It isn't a potluck where you have to bring a dish to contribute. You don't have to impress the Lord and say, look what I've done. In fact, all of us are at level ground at the Lord's table. We never graduate from grace. And so I'd like to invite you where you are in this moment to pray this prayer of confession with me. You can open up your hands as a sign of humility and surrender. And we pray, most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, in word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. Now, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Friends, I've got good news for you. Jesus Christ has forgiven our sins. We've been welcomed into his presence with joy. And so now we remember that moment on the night that he was handed over to suffering and death. Our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And after supper, Jesus took the cup, and when he had given thanks to the Father, he gave it to his disciples, and he said, drink this, all of you. For this is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. These are the gifts of God given for all of us, the people of God. Let's receive together right now. Now take a moment and offer Jesus thanksgiving. Offer him your thanks and your praise. Just lift up your voices wherever you are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace, your mercies that are new every morning, that are new this day. We thank you for your grace that abounds to us in our place of need. We're so grateful, Lord. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. Friends, we want to send you out of here with a blessing. Blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest on you and remain with you today and forevermore. We're so glad that you've joined us for the services today. Please be sure to follow along on our Facebook page, our YouTube channel. We'd love to know how we can pray for you and serve you in this time. You can contact us, reach out to us. We're here for you. We're in this together. So go now in peace to love and to serve the Lord.
Thank you for being a part of the broadcast. Thank you for joining us. We hope this was a place of strength and encouragement and comfort for you. We hope you come back and join us on Wednesday night at 6:30 Mountain Time as we will gather for an hour of worship and prayer. Also, if you want to join us online next week, we'll be right back in the same place, same station, same broadcast. So be a part of it next weekend as well. God bless all of you. Have a great week.